A New Hampshire undergraduate has confirmed the presence of an important fungus in the state, a fungus that attacks frogs. Over the past 30 years, this fungus has caused either extinction or massive decline in more than 200 frog species around the world. And that was enough to get Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's Outside In, interested.
This story begins in Tasmania and Australia, where in the 1970s and 1980s, frog populations mysteriously began to crash. Then, through the 90s and into the 2000s, the die-offs swept through Central America, causing more than 50% of the frog species in some areas to go extinct. And Dee Dee Olson, a researcher with the U.S. Forest Service, says the cause was a mystery.
So they were called enigmatic losses because we hadn't figured that out yet.
Eventually, scientists linked the enigmatic losses to a fungus.
Chytrid fungus. Its official name is Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis.
That's Mariah Mitchell, who just graduated from Southern New Hampshire University. The fungus is called BD for short.
And it is like a warm-loving fungus.
Since it was first discovered, BD has been implicated in massive die-offs of amphibians in the Caribbean, South America, in Spain and in Portugal, and in a few species in Africa. So it's no surprise that researchers want to know if this thing were here in New Hampshire.
Where are we going?
To the frog ponds.
This is Catherine York, a professor at SNHU and Mariah Mitchell's advisor. She taught Mitchell how to catch frogs so that she could swab their skin and how to extract the DNA to search for the genetic markers of BD.
And no, it didn't hurt the frogs. We'd let them go and they just hop right off and they were fine.
This DNA analysis used to be limited to a few big research labs, but as the equipment needed has become more commonplace in universities, this has become the kind of study that an ambitious undergrad like Mariah Mitchell can do with an advisor like Catherine York.
I remember the day we did it. So the day we did the gel electrophoresis, we'd been running all these different samples like no. And then we had two that show up in this fluorescent band that matched the positive, and we were like, oh! There it is!
In an apple orchard, smack in the middle of the state, they had found BD. By now, you're probably thinking, this is a fungus that has killed millions of frogs in other parts of the world, and now they've found it here? Our frogs are doomed. But this story is actually a lot more complicated than that. Because following the global frog pandemic of the 90s and into the 2000s, researchers have been going back to try to figure out where it came from. Right away, they found that BD was already present in the United States. And not only that, they tested some long-dead frogs.
They can go back to museum specimens and test. And I think they've gotten back into the 1800s.
Joyce Longcore, a Chytrid researcher at the University of Maine, says that means the fungus has been in parts of North America for more than a century. There are competing hypotheses as to where the fungus actually came from. A Japanese researcher thought it might have come from Asia. A South African researcher thought it might have been shipped around the globe on the skin of African clawed frogs, which are used widely by researchers. But Longcore says our bullfrogs are actually resistant to BD, so we might even have had the fungus all along, and it might have spread to Central America from here. So why haven't our frogs all died? Mariah Mitchell points out it gets a little too cold for BD to be really happy here.
It really exploded in the tropical areas because it is such a warm-loving fungus. It likes it between 17 and 25 degrees Celsius.
So that's like between 62 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. So maybe warmer temperatures would turn this fungus deadly in New England, or maybe more precipitation would make it worse. Dee Dee Olson from the Forest Service says if we want to know, we've just got to keep watching it to see what happens.
So we're still in the era of figuring out, is it a problem? What we don't know are these tipping points, these triggers that may cause the BD to go from benign to something triggering a decline.
Which means it's a good thing that this testing can now get done by undergrads at places like Southern New Hampshire University. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.